Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This old head music here. This old head stuff. It's back when Ed was in college.
I do like this.
In his master's degree. Ed, did you wear Swedish knits?
Swedish knits?
Knits. You know what Swedish knits are. Yeah, the double knits.
Double knits.
Yeah, you wore those.
What the hell are you guys talking about? What's
the pants?
That's from Barry O'Connor wore the double knits.
That's right, man. Come on, dude.
That's funny. Got those thrown out of school for stabbing a kid. Then became a coach. He was football coach at Boys High. He was later on.
He turned his life around. Join us right now, head football coach for the Maryland Terps. And double Jeremy knits. Looks like a dog that just saw a card trick. He is Mike Loxley. What's going on, coach?
Fellas, what's going on? How you doing, Rob?
Doing well. You remember the Swedish niche, don't you, Coach?
Of course I do.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Come on, dude. That was it.
I wear hoodies and jeans.
Swedish niche and a leather coat. You had to have it. And a printed shirt with a fly collar. Come on, Jerry.
I know Swedish fish. I know Swedish fish.
Coach, you headed to Detroit this next week to take on the Michigan State Spartans. You played your final home game. What's your message as the home schedule for 2025 to the fans and the Terp faithful?
Well, I think, first of all, very disappointed, obviously, in how we finished here at home. The home schedule, we have to learn to win and take advantage of the home field advantage that we can create and that we have created. Our fans really showed up all year long for us, but I'm also super encouraged because of the foundation that, you know, really, really talented, inexperienced team that, as we're able to retain them, will only get better.
So, what do you think about this upcoming game? We're talking about, you know, closing out the season strong. How, like, what do you look for in this game with this team? You know, I'm talking about the opponent, obviously.
Yeah, obviously Michigan State's in the same boat that we're in. They're on a tough skid, had a tough loss a week ago, game-ending field goal by Iowa to come back, a 10-point comeback in the fourth quarter, which we know a little bit about. And so much like us, last game of the year for them with neither one of us having an opportunity to go to the bowls, but we all understand, including us, that, you know, how you finish is usually a great way to segue, because as soon as the clock hits zeros for us, the 26th season starts. And you know, super excited by what we have coming back, but a lot of work and a lot of things to get corrected to get this thing going again.
Hey, Coach, what's concerned you about Michigan State? I mean, there's been a lot of changes there throughout this year, and a disappointing season for them as well.
I think the big thing, you know, their quarterback, Aiden Childs, he's been out with, I think, a foot injury the last game. I think he's back, but he's one of those guys that has the ability to, with his legs, with his arm, the offense goes as he goes, and he's super talented. I know he was a transfer in from Oregon State with Coach Smith. On the defensive side of the ball, their front seven is a stout front seven. They did a really good job a week ago against Iowa, who has traditionally been able to run the ball. So for us, it's going to come down, like I said a week ago, we just have not generated enough explosive plays on offense. And that's the key to winning nowadays. You got to take care of the football, but the explosive plays, and this has been probably one of the least explosive offenses that I've been a part of.
Mike Locksley, head coach of the Maryland Terps, joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, you mentioned retention a little while ago, and I know I just coach on a private high school level, and retention and recruiting is sometimes a headache for me. I don't have money and NILs involved in it like you do. How important or how much of a hectic effort is that for you to not only have to worry about retention, but also bringing in a new class?
Yeah, and it's not just me. I mean, it's Rob. It's the whole college landscape. Mm-hmm. We all are dealing with it because these kids have opportunities, and now with the rev share, as I said a year ago, it's no longer developing. And I said we can't be a developmental team anymore because you don't know from year to year who's going to return. And so yeah, you have to kind of build them each as a individual identity, a lot like what they do at the NFL level, where every year you're going to have that team. And so the years of being able to say, hey, I'm in year seven, as if the team is a byproduct of being here 4 years, 3 years, where you usually see guys get better as they get more experience, those days are gone. And so what we've got to do is build for now. We've got off to a good start because the nucleus of our team are young players, which was really intentional. But now we've got to go create some depth with the middle of our team through the portal, which, you know, we're off to a good start, and I have some guys that we're interested in that have interest in us.
Hey, Coach, I know you get a lot of opportunities playing dome stadiums as a college team, but this is in Detroit at Ford Field, if I'm not mistaken. Does this provide an advantage to either side?
Is there what now?
An advantage to either side being in a dome.
I think the advantage is that it's a climate-controlled environment, and in the Big Ten this time of year, going up to Detroit, the elements play a factor in how you call it. So I think to have an ideal setting with the climate of an indoor facility like Ford Field would be a great way for us to be able to go out and try to get these explosives going, not have to worry about wind, not have to worry about weather. And, so I don't think it's an advantage to either. Mm-hmm. I think what it does, it gives us both opportunities to be at our best without the climate or the weather being a factor in how we call it and how we play it.
Okay. Hey, Coach, can I ask you something personally for you at the end of the season? So do you take any time for yourself once that last game's over with to just kind of recharge the batteries, or is it –
Have a stogie.
Is it right back to work as soon as the season ends?
As soon as the clock hits zeros up in Ford Field, my intention is getting the off season starts for me, for us as a staff, for us as a team. We've got recruiting coming up in terms of the retention and recruiting of the current players on our team, which, again, we'll get to that pretty quickly. We've got to do some end of the year quality control stuff. And then we've got signing day next Wednesday where the high school kids that we have committed have opportunities to sign. But for me, there will be no long vacation. We didn't perform to the standard in which we had the expectation we had for ourselves, and it's get back on the horse and get the 26 stuff started now.
There he is.
No days off.
Coach Mike Locksley, good luck in Detroit, man. Bring home that close out the 2025 season on a good note against Spartans.
You got it. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you guys all year, man.
Thanks, man. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, the Hall of Fame list, first-time inductees or first-time qualifiers have been announced also.
I know there's four former Ravens players that were going to be up. I can tell you how many made it to the semifinalists.
We'll talk about that up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the year. The Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalist list is out. What we got over there, Jeremy Kahn?
All right, so we're down to the class of 2026. It's a semifinalist, so I believe there's 26 of them. Yeah, 26 semifinalists. So I'll just go position. And do you guys want to talk position
yes,
by position?
Sure, let's do that.
Quarterbacks. Eli Manning was a finalist last year. Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees, first time on the ballot.
Drew Brees' first time. He should be a first time ballot guy. First ballot guy.
Let me mark down all the guys we say should be first ballot, because we're going to run out of numbers.
All right. That's it. I think Peyton, Eli Manning belongs in, but I don't know if he belongs in. Yeah. Right now, I think the only one goes is Drew Brees. What do you think?
I agree. And I think he deserves it.
Yeah.
And Brees should be first ballot.
Yes, he should be.
Okay. We all agree on that. Running backs. Frank Gore, Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor was a finalist last year. I'm sorry, Freddie. You guys are going to have to wait, in my opinion.
Me too.
Frank Gore
gives him a longevity, but...
Frank Gore, I don't want to call him the Vinny Testaferdi of running backs, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Stayed healthy, played for a long time, compiled a lot of numbers, was really good when he played. But again, does that make him a Hall of Famer?
He's a Hall of Long Timer. He has 16,000 yards in 16 seasons. He's averaged 1,000 yards a year.
He has to get in at some point.
At some point, yeah. But, I'm with you, though. I mean, he 81 touchdowns and, yeah.
All right,
he had a very blah career.
Can I say
just
wide
longevity?
Can I save wide receiver for last? Because I think this is just
with linebackers. That's a real tough choice.
So all right, so tight end Jason Witten's the only one up. It's first time. He's going to wait.
Yeah,
he's very good. Yeah. May end up being a Hall of Famer, but comparatively speaking, special teams Adam Vinatieri, who was a finalist last year,
kicker though.
He's getting in, but yeah, you're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting in at some point.
Yeah.
And not with this class.
No.
This class is too loaded. How many go in?
Is it six in the veteran committee? I'm trying to remember what the numbers are. I don't know, Joe, if you can find
it. He's not going in this class.
Is it six or eight? I can't remember. Anyway, offensive line. Willie Anderson, finalist last year. Marshall Yanda, finalist last year. Lomas Brown, Jari Evans, finalist. Richmond Webb, Steve Wisniewski.
I got to compare the stats.
This guy had a carry. Lomas Brown.
Offensive line is the toughest.
Give it to me again.
Willie Anderson. Well, so Marshall Yanda, Willie Anderson, Jari Evans, remember with the Saints.
They were finalists last year.
Yes. And then you have Steve Wisniewski, who everybody loved coming out of college, Richmond Webb, and Lomas Brown, who played a long time for the Lions.
Can I be a homer? Marshall Yanda.
I agree with you, though. I mean, probably because I'm most familiar with his play, but I think he's a Hall of Famer.
He's the best at his position. Yeah. Out of those guys.
All right.
And by the way, a maximum of five, no fewer than three, go in the Hall of Fame.
Maximum five?
Yeah. So who do we have so far?
You had, as first ballot, you had Brees, and that was it, right?
Larry Fitzgerald.
We didn't do that one.
Brees, and we have Yanda, right? Yanda? Brees and Yanda going in right now.
I'm sorry.
That's who you have, Yanda? did you have anybody else that we listed from Adam Vinatieri, Jason Witten?
No.
Yanda for you too, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have two now.
You got two. You're going to put all the Ravens in? All right, D-line. And it's weird how they do this because Terrell Suggs is at linebacker. But D-line, Robert Mathis, pass rusher, Kevin Williams, Vince Wilfork. I think Wilfork eventually gets in. I don't know if it's this year or not. I think Vince Wilfork is a Hall of Famer without a doubt. But again, is it the numbers game? I'm wondering if they put three receivers in
this year. Give it to me again.
Robert Mathis, Vince Wilfork, Kevin Williams. I think Vince
Robert
Wilfork
Mathis,
is.
Vince Wilfork, Kevin Williams. Yeah, Vince Wilfork.
I think Wilfork is.
I don't know that he gets in, but I think
I don't think any of them get in this class.
All right, linebacker. This one, the both finalists last year.
Both should be in.
Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs.
Yes.
Kuechly's the best player from the Panthers franchise ever.
Do you think he gets better dinged Julius because Peppers of the shorter career?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, of course.
That's stupid. If you have guys in, if we had
Terrell Davis.
If we had Calvin Johnson get in on the first ballot, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me Luke Kuechly's not a first ballot linebacker?
He is. He is the best player the franchise has ever had. That includes Steve Smith and Peppers and all. He is the best player.
Peppers?
Yeah.
They got Peppers.
Shut up.
Defensive backs, Rodney Harrison, screw you, buddy. Earl Thomas and his brother, and Darren Woodson, who was a finalist last year.
Nope.
Yeah. And by the way, as I said, there are four.
Darren Woodson is good, but this class is tough.
Yeah. There are four former Ravens on this list. Marshall Yanda, Suggs, finalist last year. Earl Thomas, and then when we get to wide receivers, which we're doing now, Steve Smith is on there. Steve Smith Mm-mm. Senior, finalist last year. Mm-mm. Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt, finalist Mm-mm. last year.
Mm-mm.
Hines Ward
Mm-mm.
and Never. Larry Fitzgerald is a first timer, and he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. You want my list? My five that goes in. By the way, this list goes from 26 to 15, from 15 to 10, from 10 to 7. And he picked the five out of that last seven.
They might as well just cut those defensive backs out.
You want my five?
Yep.
Drew Brees, Marshall Yonder, Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs, Larry Fitzgerald.
All right. What about you, Ed?
Larry Fitzgerald, Drew Brees. I'd say I'd put in Kuechly and Suggs. They play different positions.
Same ones I have.
Yeah.
Oof, God, I can't do it.
Want to get one more? Was that four?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I got six. And I can't.
Of course you do. You got Holt and Wayne and Fitzgerald.
Oh, shut up. Just go. Read yours already for crying out loud.
That's what you have.
You're ruining my damn joke. I was coming back going, I got Fitzgerald, Holt, Smith Sr., Ward, and Wayne. No. Did you finish your five yet?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
You know you didn't put Yonder in yet.
Yonder.
That's your fifth.
It's my fifth. Yeah.
I thought you missed that by accident.
I did, actually.
What's yours, Jeremy? Give us your joke first.
No, I just did it. I was going to take all the wide receivers. I didn't feel funny anymore.
Explain it to Joe.
I like all the wide receivers, Joe. All right. Mine would be, I think Brees and Fitzgerald are no doubters, first-time ballot Hall of Famers. And honestly, guys, you guys are going to laugh. I'm going, Reggie Wayne should be in. Torrey Holt should be in. And I'm going Terrell Suggs over Luke Kuechly. And that's what made it hard because I feel like I should take two of those two linebackers.
You got three wide receivers in one class.
So the problem is, this is the issue with the Hall of Fame, is that the wide receivers, when you start looking at their numbers and compare them to today's numbers, they're nothing. And those guys sit. If you look at Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt's career, there's no question they should have been first ballot Hall of Famers.
How many years do you have eligibility?
10.
How long do you stay?
This is 10th year for Torrey Holt.
Is it really?
Yes.
This is stupid that he's not even in. You guys are asshats.
That's what caught my eye, though. Because he retired like a long time ago.
Then you go to Veterans Committee, I think.
Yeah. But this is it. Yeah.
All right. So can I ask another quick question?
Sure.
Do all the quarterbacks eventually get in that I listed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. Because Eli Manning is a hot button for some people.
Come on.
Well, like, it's comparatively speaking, those are the two perfect guys to compare. Philip Rivers.
One with no Super Bowls and one with two.
Yeah. Philip Rivers was a much better quarterback in the regular season. Yeah. And even, I mean, had a cup of coffee in the playoffs, played with a torn ACL in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. In the AFC Championship game, they lost to the Patriots. And then Eli Manning is the Super Bowl hero, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you got two Super Bowls. You beat the guy who couldn't be beat in the Super Bowl. And he's got two wins against him. So I don't know how he doesn't get
it. I stand corrected. Players have a 20-year window.
Oh, 20 years.
20-year window.
Okay.
Says from 5 to 25 years to get in the Hall of Fame before the senior committee inducts
them. Oh, it must be. I just looked this up as well. Not that way. As of last year, he's been eligible for 10 years in a row.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me throw two more at you here real quick. Does Steve Smith Sr. eventually get in?
Yeah. I think so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I mean,
there's nothing that says Hall of Fame about Steve Smith Sr.'s career when I think about his career. If you look at if you want to go look at his stats, then I can make an argument that everybody puts up stats in his era. I don't see him as a Hall of Fame receiver.
I
think he's ahead of Hines Ward.
I don't think Hines Ward is in either.
Yeah.
I was
looking at it that way. Like,
if you're saying one of them got to go, Steve Smith Sr. has to go, but I wouldn't vote for either one of them.
I mean, he may not get into this Hall of Fame, but he's in the Guinness Book of World Records Most IUDs blown up. Yeah, he's destroyed those things.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945 on the other side.
Last night.
It's the Daily Line.
Yeah, went 2 and 3 in my top plays. Man, all those interceptions let me down for the over in the NFL game. And I had 2 and 2 in my props there. We'll go over today. There's a lot of early college basketball. There's a great game at 2 o'clock that you're going to want to watch, and you're going to want to watch it too, Rob. I'll tell you what that is. NHL, college football, one game. NBA Cup tonight as well. We break it all down for you when we come back. All right, no highlight because there weren't many in the NFL game last night, unless you want to play all these interceptions that were thrown. What was that about?
He should have had 4.
Yeah. And again, like,
watch. I mean, 4 in the first half.
Yes.
He should have had maybe 5 overall.
It's crazy, man. Like, I was talking about Trevor Lawrence on Sunday throwing 3 picks and losing a fumble. How you gonna lose possession 4 times?
By the way, Ed was right. I saw that replay again. His hand was here as he got hit.
So is that what it was? Like, his arm was not coming forward?
No, it wasn't even cocked. It was just here, and he got hit blindside. The ball went up in the air. It's a fumble.
Yeah. Even though he catches it in the air.
Yeah. Still a fumble.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It's almost like if a running back's coming out of the backfield, ball gets up in the air, catch it. It's a fumble.
Yeah.
He's not a passer yet.
But he didn't. I haven't seen the running back put it in the air and then somebody catch it. I ain't seen that.
You have seen that.
I have?
Sure you have.
Okay. I don't remember it, Ed.
That's different.
No.
You are a special case. You realize that, right? You are a special case, my friend.
Let's get to the... All right, let me tell you how last night went, because it wasn't fun. Not that it wasn't a bad night or anything, but I went 2 and 3 in my top plays. I went 2 and 2 on my props. And then I went 2-1-1 in my other plays. So, like, overall, it was like kissing your sister. The Heat and Mavs game never got going. Oregon lost by double digits. Had Gonzaga, they won.
His sister's a good kisser.
Flyers and... My brother's not bad either. Flyers and Lightning under. I hit that and missed the over in the NFL game. Hit the Cal Poly over. Pushed on the Vegas-Utah game. Bulls-Pelicans game was ridiculous. It flew over the total. And the Cavaliers. Hey, thanks a lot, Cavaliers. Hey, everyone, take the Cavs -1.5. What's that? You're sitting out everyone? Everyone? Like, it's just like, hey, Jared Allen's not playing. They had 3 starters that didn't play last night. And then a bunch of bench players that didn't play. They were playing guys I don't even know where they went to school. It's just like, what is that? I hate the NBA now, man. It's just driving me nuts with this stupid load management. Yeah,
we get along with
it. I didn't know Jared Allen was in the NBA.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
It's the Jared Allen on the Cavs.
After he left the Vikings?
Yeah, after he left the Vikings, he grew to 7 foot tall and became a shot blocker.
He was tall to begin with.
Yeah, but he grew.
Wow.
And then he grew an afro, too. It's amazing. I never expect Jared Allen.
Jared Allen was like one of the biggest rednecks in the NFL.
Yeah. He was in the Jackass movie. Remember when he hit the dude? Laid him out. All right. So, yeah, again, yesterday... Not much. What I love about today is that with this tournament, Rob pointed out, tons of great college hoops games.
Mm-hmm.
I like Iowa State today. They play at 2 o'clock against Creighton. I like New Mexico State and Cal Irvine to go over the 140.5. Michigan-Auburn, I like the under there. Gonzaga's playing Maryland. I've seen both of these teams play. Give me Gonzaga. -13.5. I just can't imagine on back-to-back nights this Terps team showing up.
How is Gonzaga good every year?
Because they just get talent.
Mark Few gets guys to fit his system.
They do. Yeah.
He doesn't look at.
We talked about before.
He doesn't look at who's the hot recruit. Now, if you're the hot recruit that fits him, he'll get you. If not, he'll get somebody else.
Yeah.
That's why I respect him so much.
Here, I'll run through the rest of this and be brief here. College football, I like Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan to go under the 46.5. NHL, only one game. Dallas and Edmonton, I like it to go under the 6.5. I know Edmonton can get out there and score. Dallas plays a little slower than most. But again, I'll take it under the 6.5. And in the NBA, I like LA to go under. The Clippers and the Lakers play tonight in the NBA Cup. And apparently NBA Cup games Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Nothing on Thursday with Thanksgiving except football. And is the Egg Bowl Thursday night or did they?
Friday.
Friday. Okay. No, it used to come on Thursday night.
It did.
But then we got the NFL games on Thursday night. And then I think it moved to Friday.
I hate that name.
What, the Egg Bowl?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just dumb.
I mean, they play for an egg.
Yeah, that's not where it came from.
It's not?
No.
Where'd it come from?
The trophy was, the football, when they started that tradition, was more like a rugby ball to look more like an egg.
That's what they. That's,
and I thought, don't they get a trophy that's shaped like an egg now?
Yeah, the old ball, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever.
That's where the name came from.
But yeah, I like Philly, and I like the Lakers under tonight. I'll have everything ready for tomorrow. We'll talk about this weekend's games. I'll give you my thoughts on Thanksgiving, wow, along with some props. Well, lots of stuff. What do you see?
Friday, noon, Egg Bowl.
Noon?
Noon, Utah, Kansas. 3:30, Georgia Tech. 7:30, Indiana, Purdue. 7:30, Texas A&M, Texas.
Man, I wish that.
9:00, Arizona State. That's just the Friday slate.
That's a great slate.
So they're actually going after the NFL on Friday.
Yeah.
And Saturday is Saturday. But Friday is like all the rivalry games.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Well, not all of them.
Well, you know, I wanted
Georgia. Biggest one of them all is not.
I wanted Georgia Tech. Remember, I called that. I said Pitt was going to upset them, but I like the over. And I was so sad watching that. They came out just so flat that Georgia Tech fell behind early and just couldn't catch up with their style of offense.
Did you say college football today?
Yeah, one game. There's two games a night. I'm not touching the UMass game. UMass sucks, and they're getting 14.5 at home. Like, they could easily get blown out, and I wouldn't be shocked if the other team won by 10. I don't see them winning the game. But I do like Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan under their total.
There is a Thanksgiving Day game.
What is it?
Navy at Memphis.
That's actually not that bad.
7:30, ESPN. Mm. Yeah. There are a lot more Friday games. I just gave you the Friday top 25 games. You still have Ohio Buffalo. You have Air Force Colorado State. You have San Diego State, New Mexico. Boise State, Utah State. So you got more.
Yeah.
There's more.
But wait. There's more.
Yeah, that's weird. South Carolina Clemson playing Saturday at noon?
Yeah, you're right, man, with all the rivalry games. Arizona State. And again, Indiana, Purdue, even if it's going to be a blowout, when it's an in-state game, I still want to see it.
There's nothing that says I hate you like Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
George, all the rivals.
I hate seeing it. George is just going to beat Georgia Tech's ass.
This week is not Alabama, Auburn?
I thought they usually play, hold on.
Thanksgiving, I thought. Thanksgiving week. I don't see it.
Era. Let me see what I have here. On Saturday, Oregon, Washington.
It is 7:30.
I just, Alabama, Auburn.
Say it's got to be. I don't know how they didn't see that.
Bama favored by 6.5.
Forget about Florida State, Florida.
Yeah. Oklahoma's hosting LSU. They're favored by 10.
I think the Vandy-Tennessee game is going to be exciting. It's going to be a barn burner.
Can I tell you another rivalry that flies under the radar as far as college football goes? And I know people are going to laugh. Kentucky and Louisville, when they play, these games tend to shoot out, and they're just fun. You can go watch Chris Bell catch every single pass thrown his way. Ohio State's favored by 10.5 over Michigan. I don't think that surprises anybody.
You may know this already, but you know what the total is for Vandy-Tennessee? You may know it already.
I don't know it. Is it 60?
65.5.
Is it real?
Because
65, Tennessee is 2.5-point favorites at home.
Tennessee does not play defense.
And it's 65.5. It might be the highest total of the week.
There might be a smaller score that's higher.
62 for Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl, 62.5.
Yeah, I got 64 on Vandy, Tennessee. You might have it a little higher. Yeah, that might be the highest total this week.
Yeah.
61.5 UAB Tulsa, 62.5 Georgia Southern Marshall. God, I love these small. Oh, now here we go. Eastern Carolina versus, East Carolina versus FAU.
A 70.
67.5.
Is it really?
Yep. And then we have, I almost said USA. South Alabama, Texas State, 65. Houston Baylor, 60.5. So
that is USA. University of South Alabama.
Yeah, if I said that, it was like, what do you mean? The University of USA?
Yeah.
I'll sound like coming to America. I went to the University of the USA.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ed, who does this go to? Me or the lady at the movie theater?
Her.
All right, I'll give it to the lady at the movie theater. So I went to see, over the weekend, Sisu 2. Sisu, or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Just such a badass movie. It was so cool. Up in my spaceship, sweating from everywhere that you could possibly sweat from watching that movie. It's awesome. It's awesome. So I walk up to go buy my ticket, and I go to the lady. She goes, pick out which seat you want. I'm like, all right, is this a touchscreen? Okay. Well, no, then give me this seat. Okay. All right, sir, you got your card? Are you 65 or older? excuse me? Are you 65 or older? There's a senior discount. Yeah, lady, I ain't even close to that yet.
I'm 44 years old.
I'm 46. Are you kidding me? 65? There's nothing you can... There is no laughter like the laughter that should be crying. You thought I was 65.
Well, in her defense, she didn't think. She just asked.
Yeah. This is worse than the time that the guy that came over to fix our fireplaces and turn them in. We were going gas instead of wood burning. And he told my wife the price, and he goes, do you want to go ask your dad if this is okay? She's like, my dad? She goes, yeah, wasn't it? Okay. All right, buddy. Guess who's not buying gas replacement from you?
Actually, we did. I didn't care.
And that's the encore of the day, Ed Norris.
The encore today and every day brought to you by Lions Den. Check it out, because, you know, you got your fantasy team, right, guys? Your fantasy teams. Hey, how about your real fantasy? Why don't you upgrade that? Pay as much attention to your fantasy as your fantasy team. At Lions Den, you find the gear to bring more pleasure, passion, romance back into your playbook. Score big. I'm going to continue doing this. So, the Lions Den, passion, pleasure, romance. LionsDen.com and a bunch of locations in the area. So I suggest you check them out. Makes a great stocking stuffer.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff whatever.
Yeah, stuff it. Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Hey, tell your dad happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. It's his birthday, too. Yeah. Him and his dad born on the same damn day.
Same year?
Yeah, same year, too.
Yeah. Yep. I love it, man. That's my one. But listen, man.
Happy birthday, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Listen,
that was
man,
Rob. That was me. It was Rob Lyon. All right, we got cameras. Rob. I can't
thank all you
now.
Guys. Big Man Morning Show. Love you guys. Love you guys for years. But listen, man, I'm having a dilemma with the NBA because I'm thinking about really cutting it off. Just from what Jeremy said, man, just felt the softness of the league, that he's sitting everybody. You got guys like on Ed team, Mikal Bridges, who played 8 years in the NBA and never missed a game.
No, that's not guys. It's one guy. And that's why that's why I gave up on the NBA a long time ago. They are the most tone-deaf people in all of sports. They don't care about the fan base, and they make up multiple ways of telling you they couldn't give a rip about you.
That's true, man.
And people continue to watch it.
Our coach. Yep.
I need you to come over to my side, check out the NHL. They never take a day off. Come on over.
Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
Hey, remember the one thing you said a while ago, Rob? It's a testosterone thing. Remember you talked about what the skinny jeans that did to these kids today? They're not made the same no more, Rob. But anyway, I thought I heard y'all saying something about Hall of Fame. Now, I'm going to just say this real quick. There are three skilled activities I don't think are considered sports. One's golf, one's bowling, one's race car driving. Now, athletes may do them, but doing them don't make you an athlete. So winning a Super Bowl don't make you a Hall of Famer. So Eli Manning, to me, I never saw the impact he had on football as other players who sometimes never played in a Super Bowl but become Hall of Famers. I need y'all to tell me what makes Eli Manning a Hall of Famer, and I'll hang up. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful
thing. Same thing. Don't hang up. The same thing that made Joe Namath a Hall of Famer. If you look at Joe Namath's numbers, they don't say Hall of Fame, but his impact was Hall of Fame worthy. Eli Manning beat the best quarterback of all time twice in the Super Bowl.
And oh, by the way, in the playoffs, he went in and did something that nobody could do, and that's winning Lambeau Field.
Exactly.
Below freezing.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on, that's let's look at
and
the whole picture.
Joe Namath, actually, yeah, he forced the merge between the NFL and AFL.
His numbers weren't Hall of Fame worthy, but he deserved to
but
be in the Hall of Fame.
He changed football.
Exactly.
He created the NFL as we have it now.
Now, time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
This college basketball tournament, I didn't realize that NIL money is part of it. NIL money. Every team that participates gets $1 million, and the winner can get up to another $1 million in NIL. So it's kind of interesting. I also learned where the term blue bloods comes from.
What's that?
Well, we use it every day about football, basketball. Do you know it's from Spain? Where the rich people, never got tan because they didn't work in the field, so their veins were blue and much more visible through the skin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the aristocracy. It comes from Spanish aristocracy.
I like that.
Today is National Play With Your Dad Day.
Ooh, buddy.
For kids. Also, today is National Parfait Day.
I don't know if I'm playing. I mean, I'll have a parfait with my dad.
Why does that remind me of Eddie Murphy?
Because, like, if you look at what he did in Shrek, parfaits is delicious.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Parfaits. Parfaits is delicious.
Some birthdays in sports as well. Today would have been Joe DiMaggio's birthday. Joe Gibbs celebrates his 85th birthday. Bucky Dent is 74 today. Mark Witten turns 59 today, and Donovan McNabb turns 49 today. And Bernie Kosar and Chris Carter both share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
I'll say Bernie Kosar.
All right. Jeremy?
Chris Carter.
Ed?
Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar today turns 62. Chris Carter turns 60. And happy 92nd birthday to one of the classiest gentlemen of all time, Mr. Lenny Moore.
Oh,
92
yeah.
years old today.
Great.
Wow. His daughter worked for me at the state police. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Quick
woman.
Story. Lenny Moore, years ago, asked me to come into the Ravens cafeteria to eat lunch with him. I went to Kevin Burns, said, man, I know the media is not supposed to go in here, but Lenny Moore asked me to come and eat lunch with him. He said, Lenny Moore asked you? I said, yeah. He said, you better get in the cafeteria.
All right, let me roll through some of these. What do you call a truck with a backfiring engine? That'd be a hiccup truck. A hiccup truck. I got a new oven for my wife. It seemed like a good trade at the time. my boss told me to sign up for 401k. Hey, no way I'm running that far. Think about this one, Ed. I think this is one that's really up your alley. My favorite writer. I can't read. I put on the wrong glasses.
My glasses?
It's winter, not writer. I got the other glasses.
You have any dyslexia glasses?
All right, my favorite winter coat is falling apart, and I'm going to have to throw it out. Or so it seems.
Or so it seems.
Witty. Right,
anyway. Yeah. it's so stupid. Thanksgiving one. Why did the cranberries turn red? Because they saw the turkey dressing. My wife asked if I could explain what a double entendre is. I said, I'll fill you in. given their anatomy, some people wonder how mermaids can give birth. They usually have a C-section. And jet skis are poorly named. Obviously, it's a motorcycle.
Yes,
motorcycle. And you want one more, Joe, or you want a couple more? One more. This is the one we do then. Oh, and I just closed out everything. All right. On the final day of my flying lessons, I looked down nervously and I asked my instructor, what are all those buttons for? He said, to keep your shirt closed. What are all those buttons for? Double on. Anyway.
Got it.
You guys.
Vinny and Henny up there. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.